Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I come to you from WAUK, 540 AM across southeastern Wisconsin. But don't worry, if you're not in southeastern Wisconsin, you can catch me on any one of Civic Media's many affiliated talk radio stations. And of course, always crystal clear on the Civic Media app. You can get that wherever you find your apps. It is free. Go ahead and grab that puppy. That's what I use to listen to my amazing colleagues up and down our talk radio lineup, which has just changed this week. We got Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News from 6 to 9. We've got Jane Matt and Air on air from 9 to 11, along with Greg Bach. Tom Hartman's program, which I love, is now on from 11 to 2, from 2 to 4, my great colleague in broadcasting, Todd Alba. Kudos to you, Todd, up in Green Bay for the draft kicking off today. That's been a lot of fun to listen to. Of course, me from 4 to 6, and you always have Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8 p.m. every Monday through Friday. We got Tom Paulswitz with me in the guest host chair. We're talking about Pope Francis's legacy. Was he a progressive? Was it lip service? Should he have done more? Thank you for sharing that bit of, I'm going to call it almost data trivia, that Pope Francis appointed 80% of the popes who are now going to join in the conclave to pick the next pope. We'll see who that is. Another interesting point, I mean, if you sort of Pope Francis's top hits, right?
Right.
Hated the increasing enormity of wealth inequality in the world. Advocated for the world's poor, advocated for immigrants and migrants, advocated for the environment relentlessly, eschewed all these, you know, the regal trappings of the papacy. All of these are good things. He was known as the people's pope. He also, frankly, waded into politics, American politics in particular, in a way that I think surprised many, including the U.S. Conference of Bishops at times. Just so that everybody recollects, in 2016, Francis called then-candidate Donald Trump not Christian because of his desire to build a border wall. 9 years later, he called Trump's second administration's deportation policy, yeah, the one that we keep talking about on this show, he called that a disgrace. Most recently, Francis took the unprecedented step of writing a letter to Vice President J.D. Vance, a Catholic, for stirring, quote, narratives that discriminate against and cause unnecessary suffering to our migrant and refugee brothers and sisters. He condemned that. He also blew J.D. Vance off on Holy Saturday. He did actually end up seeing him on Holy Sunday. So very interesting. We got one caller on the line I want to hear from. Tom from L.A. Say hello to Tom P. here in Wisconsin. What are your thoughts on the Pope's legacy?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Maggie. Well, here's the thing. I learned, actually, in the first grade from my very good friend at the time, Sister Rita May, that being a Christian means walking in the footsteps of Christ, acting as Christ would have acted. And I think that this Pope did exactly that. As the leader of the church, he did what you would want a leader to do, which was act like Christ. There's a bunch of people out there that seem to talk from the pulpit a lot more about being a Christian, but their actions do not show them to be a Christian at all, or a person that would walk in the footsteps of Christ. I haven't figured out if there's a difference between Christian versus following the role model of Jesus Christ, but all of these people that are billionaires, all of these people that are doing what they're doing to immigrants, all of these people that are doing what they're doing just to fellow humans, that is not Christian. That is not Christian what they are doing. And that's not, I always say, what would Christ do? You know, I grew up and I went to Catholic school. I went to St. Norbert in college. And, you know, the bottom line was, you know, this is, you have to look who the figure Jesus really was and follow him.
Yes. Tom from L.A., always great to hear from you, my friend. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. One of the things that strikes me is that some of the most intolerant people I know are the most religiously fervent.
Yes.
And that's always, there's an element of religions writ large that they all lay claim to the one truth, like capital O, capital T. Even as a kid growing up, I deeply struggled with what Tom just kind of described. And that was this: God as loving and forgiving, and his son demonstrating, if you're a Christian, this, the washing the feet of the quote, least among us, commiserating with the tax collectors and the prostitutes, right? That God would then condemn another person to an eternity in hell because they didn't read the right version of the Bible or called God Allah. If right. someone led a life that respected the dignity of others, showed love to others, right? Were selfless, served others. That one was always hard for me because it seemed to be this inherent contradiction within the faith, and I couldn't make that one work. And I feel a little bit that way about Pope Francis, right? The literal embodiment, according to Catholic theology, of God on earth.
Right. Yeah.
This idea of acceptance, and yet, no to married priests, no to women in the priesthood.
Right. Hard to change the hierarchy, though.
Yeah.
Right? But I think he did a great job of calling out anti-Christian bias. And I you know, because he kept advocating for people.
Yes.
Over and over again.
What I will always love and respect most about this Pope is that he pushed us to ask deeper questions about our faith. Yeah. And it is through questioning that our faith grows and deepens, if that's your bag. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Pete Hegseth and the chaos that he's wrought in the Department of Defense. Keep it locked.
Who knew?
Who knew?